Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice.
Yes.
It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. The words of the song, hallelujah, say deliver me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But not deliver me from my haters. Hallelujah. Not to deliver me from my enemies. Hallelujah. Not to deliver those that deliver me from those that trespass against me. Deliver me from myself. Hallelujah. Deliver me from my overthinking. Hallelujah. Deliver me from my disobedience. Hallelujah. Deliver me for just doing what I want to do, what I want to do. Hallelujah. Even though I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Amen. Deliver me from myself. Lord, have mercy on today. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in. Hallelujah. On this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. To the revival. Hallelujah. Of the year. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. It is the revival of the year. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have the Comedic Jewish Fellowship on the line. Praise God. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, y'all can call in at 516-666-9967. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Comedic Jewish Fellowship is on the line. Praise God. Led by Apostle Eldon Curry of Long Beach, California. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is getting ready to come forth and bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord later on in the program. Praise God. It's time to wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the theme this week. It is time, hallelujah, to wake up. Praise God. We've been sleeping on God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to wake up. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't no different than those three that he said, watch me while I pray. And he looked back and they were asleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to be attentive in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to the revival of the year. Amen. The Comedic Jewish Fellowship led by the Apostle Eddie Curry of Long Beach, California. Praise God. I am your host this evening, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of Houston, Texas. Praise God. It is a blessing to be on the line. It is a blessing, hallelujah, to be in the presence of the saints. And it is a blessing to be in the presence, hallelujah, of the living God. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We are going to go, hallelujah, to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Bless everybody who is on the way, everybody who is already here. Hallelujah. We bind and we rebuke any hindrance tonight. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to prevent us from hearing your word. Hallelujah. We bind and we rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you in advance. Hallelujah. For the revelation that you are about to rain down on your people on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings in advance. Hallelujah. We thank you for the deliverance in advance. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the manifestation in advance. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing on tonight, deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Once again, we want to welcome everybody to the revival. Hallelujah. Of the year. Hallelujah. Amen. With a pop. Hallelujah, the anointed man of God. Hallelujah, Eldon Curry. Amen. Praise God, out of Long Beach for you. Now, before we go any further, I was supposed to do this last night. Praise God. Amen. I want to, amen, give a shout-out to Moving Mindset Youth Fitness Center. Praise God. Hallelujah. Moving Mindset Youth Fitness Center. Praise God. It is head up by William Brooks. Praise God. Hallelujah. William Brooks. He is organizing, amen, a fundraiser to benefit this youth fitness center. Praise God. It's a program designed to help mentor, hallelujah, amen, and fitness, not only mentor, but also coach, praise God, the youth, hallelujah, of this generation. Amen.
I'm getting better, trying to get better. The dating, Satan's always busy. It's just a lot.
Yep. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight.
Regina Galloway from Long Beach.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Come on in, saints. Come on in, saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do apologize. We were disconnected. Amen. But we are back on right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to just open up the floor. Hallelujah. For testimonies and prayer requests at this time. Praise God on tonight. So at this time, do we have any testimonies or prayer requests at this time?
I just want to thank the Lord for being here another night. For the people
Amen.
That see his heart out every week. Pick it out. That's one of them. We all need to take a pop every now and then. I thank God for Sister Linda, Sister Verda, Alberta, Sister
Yolanda.
What is it now?
Yolanda.
Hey, Banda. Thank God for Brother Brown for being at the hospital. Thank God for the doctors that care for him. Thank God for his sisters. Thank God for my family. You know, I just thank God for being here, brother. With you on the line, you and Pastor Ella Corey. His family.
Did we get it up? Did we get, is it up yet?
Everybody else's family. I'm thinking about everybody else's family. It's not mine, but everybody in this world that needs
Amen.
Love. This world, whole world needs love.
Amen.
God will be mine tonight. God bless you, brother preacher. God bless you,
Amen.
Preacher.
Amen. Bless God. We do apologize for the technical, amen, difficulties going on tonight. Give us 1 second. We will be reconnecting back with the Kinetic Jewish Fellowship. Give us 1 second.
Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference. Please announce yourself.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to We Are the Mission for Christ. Max, who the name of the caller just called in, please state you're calling from.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Elder Prevost. I'm back. I'm sorry. We keep getting disconnected some kind of way. Amen. The enemy is trying to prevent the word from going forth tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. But we bind and we rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot have what the Lord has for us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are not welcome on the line on Praise God in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give the Lord some praise. Let's shout the enemy off the line
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word says on this rock, hallelujah, I shall build my church. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can try all you want, devil. Hallelujah. But you will not prevail. Hallelujah. Against what God is doing all tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the women of God on this land, I thank God for him not giving up. You know, the devil wanted him to give up and throw the towel in, but he kept on trying anyway. Just like he's working with my electronics here in the house, but I would not let him win. We're not going to let the enemy win tonight, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And thank you, man of God, for pressing your way anyway. Pray about strength in the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that testimony on today. Amen. The enemy always wants us to give up. Amen. What God has started. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells me, amen, that the award does not go to the one, hallelujah, who finishes the race fast. It don't go to the fast and the swift, hallelujah. It goes to the one who endures, hallelujah, until the end. Praise God, hallelujah. All we endure, hallelujah, to the end. Hallelujah. If we just hold on.
California, praise the Lord. Saints, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All you got to do, hallelujah, is endure to the end. And the Bible says you will get your reward. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I just want to thank God for being here. Thank God for you all for having us be on the line.
Well, where are you going, hush up?
Thank God for Brother Brian. At his age. Thank God for my sister, my brother, my family, your family. We just like family.
Amen.
What kind of race you is, we are family. So thank God for Ella Corey and Sister Alberto, Sister Virgie. Thank God for all the sisters in Christ. Thank God for all the sisters in Christ. All the fathers. All the children. Thank God for all the mothers and fathers in Christ. Be all God's children. Thank God for my teammates, John, Brian, Tiffany, Rundell, Tiffany, Darren, thank God for him. Thank God for my cousin, Tammy. Thank God for Bill. Thank God for the Craig Green. Thank God for everybody.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. He thank God for everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a blessing, praise God, because we need each other. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Whether we know it or not, hallelujah. Whether you want to admit it or not, we need one another. Praise God. Hezekiah Walker got a song that said, I need you to survive. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory for being here tonight. I thank you, praise him, for watching over me through the night and waking me up this morning to a brand new day, a day I've never seen before, keeping me, hallelujah, having mercy upon this planet, earth, hallelujah. I just thank you, praise God, for his love, his mercy, and his grace. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. I thank him for patience, Father God. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for leading and guiding me. Hallelujah. And I thank you, praise him, for each and every one on the line. I thank you, praise him, for the revival. Hallelujah. I say, Father God, revive in me, Lord. Revive me again, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I lift his name on high because my God is awesome. Hallelujah. What an awesome, mighty God we serve. And I just thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you. Let's continue to bless the Lord. Hallelujah, at all times. And I will.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Be blessed, everyone.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the one of God on tonight. We thank you for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there another one tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for all the testimonies, hallelujah, that have gone forth on tonight. Praise God. The devil, amen, trying to, you know, he's trying to set us down. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. But how many of you know tonight that the devil has no power?
Come on, Elder.
Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible tells me that when Jesus rose from the grave, he made a statement. He said, I have the power of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. In my hand. Praise God, amen. I came to tell you that God is still in control. Praise God, hallelujah. He may have tried to disconnect us, amen, but we right back connected. Hallelujah. Why? Amen, because we are connected to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for every testimony that has gone before your throne on tonight. Hallelujah. Every prayer request that has gone before your throne. Hallelujah. We believe that you have heard it, and you will honor it on tonight. Hallelujah. We lift you up high and holy, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the power to bind the enemy. Hallelujah. In the name of your son.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. For the authority. Hallelujah. You have given your children on today. Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord, to come forth and speak your word in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Help him, Lord, to feel your spirit like he's never felt it before. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight for everything that you are about to do. All the revelation that is about to fall on your people. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. We magnify you for it, Lord. Lord, we love you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is night number five. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Night number five. Hallelujah. And we know that the Lord has a word for us on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. The man of God been preaching all week long. Hallelujah. He's been pulling out all week long.
I hope we've
been soaking it up. Hallelujah. I hope we do as the man said, hallelujah, and listen to the word. And I hope we're digging down to the rock. Hallelujah. We're not just building on the sand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as the man of God comes forth tonight, be ready to hear the word. Hallelujah. But after we hear the word, be ready to do the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to walk the walk. Hallelujah. We got to talk to talk.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's time to stop faking. Hallelujah. And faking. Praise God. And it's time to start doing what we told God we was going to do. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And let's walk his word out. Like the man of God said last night, we got to walk this thing out. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
God. The man
yes,
of God.
God. Yes,
hallelujah. The leader, amen, of the Kemetic Jewish Fellowship. Hallelujah. Out there in Long Beach, California. Praise God. The holy, anointed
yes,
man
God.
Of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I present to others, and I introduce to some of y'all. Hallelujah. None other. Then the apostle himself, Mr. Elder Curry, hallelujah, man of God, it is in your hand. Allow the Lord to use you, hallelujah, in a mighty way. Praise for the man of God, hallelujah, on tonight.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, God, come on and praise him, everybody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift your mouth and give God
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, how many know that God is a good God? Hallelujah. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's good all the time, hallelujah. He is good some of the time. Amen. He's good even when you can't see no good. God is still good, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
David said, I would have fainted had not I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Come on and give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
I mean, at the end, he don't like what's going on, hallelujah, glory to God. He don't like it, but ain't nothing he can do about it, glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because God is in charge, hallelujah, glory to God,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when you start really affecting, and when you really start working in the kingdom of God, amen. The enemy always got to lift his ugly head up to let you know that you are effective, that you are affecting him, glory to God, that you are affecting the gates of hell. But I love what Yahshua
yeah.
said. He said, upon this rock, amen, hallelujah, upon our confession of who he is, glory to God,
yeah.
he's going to call out his chosen people. Come on here, somebody. See, church ain't about a building. Church is about you knowing who he is and about him knowing who you is. Hallelujah. Because Peter had to identify him as the Christ in order for him to give him the authorization to be able to build.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who he was except for Peter. Come on here, somebody. Well, out of all of the 12, only one Peter knew who he was. He said, who do you say that I am, y'all? Who can answer me? And the Holy Spirit, amen, fell on Peter, and Peter began to say, thou art the Christ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
God.
Don't you know that the enemy mad about what's going on? He know the revival is happening,
yeah.
but he know he can't stop it from happening. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And how many of you can testify and say, Apostle, revival has broken out in my spirit. Revival has broken
Amen.
Out in my soul. Revival is starting to break out all around me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because remember, we can begin to revive others. It must first begin where? In us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So God is reviving us, amen. He done already awakened us. He done shaken us, hallelujah. He done told us to arise and shine, glory to God. Then he told us to walk in love and tonight, beloved. I want you to come with me to John. And I've been hearing the Holy Spirit of God. I've been hearing the Holy Ghost, amen, talk to me all day today about this scripture. Come with me to John chapter 9, the Gospel of John chapter 9. we're going to see and hear what the voice of God will say to us from here. John chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. We're going to take it from verse 1. If you get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. I believe this word right here tonight, God's going to do something special tonight. Hallelujah. I just feel it in my spirit, y'all. Hallelujah. Everybody ready?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. In verse 2, his disciples asked him, Rabbi, our Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Mm-hmm.
But in verse 3, it says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Yahshua, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
Man.
Oh, God.
My God.
He's saying go down a little further. Verse 4, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Man is coming. Come on here, somebody. When no man can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. We're going to get back to that. But I want to leave with you for a thought tonight. I want you to catch this, beloved. The thought that the Holy Spirit put in my heart tonight is going to bless us. He said, our condition put us in the position for the glory.
Okay.
I'm going to let that sink on through.
Now.
Our condition put us in the position for the glory. When the disciples saw the man that had been blind from birth, they asked Yahshua who sinned. Because they equated his condition with sin. But every disease or every sickness is not connected to sin.
Amen.
This is what Yahshua was telling me. He said, listen, he said, when they have a condition or a disease or a sickness that was connected to sin, I didn't talk to the sickness, I spoke to the sin.
Mm-hmm.
Catch it tonight, beloved.
Yeah.
He told the man, he said, thy sins are forgiven you. And the minute Yahshua said that, the man was what? Healed. Because all it took was the forgiveness of sin. But this man here, his condition put him in the position to receive the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't predicated upon his sin. His condition was put on him so that the glory of God could be seen. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
What are you saying tonight, Apostle? I'm saying God said your condition ain't got nothing to do with the sin. It got something to do with the glory being seen through you. The man's condition put him in a position that he could receive the glory. Let me come this way. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. God is that every time we go through something and we come out of it, God says that puts more weight on your anointing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The disciples that was with Yahshua, they was curious. They were like, now, they said, Lord, who's sinning? This man or his parents that he was born blind. Born blind. He never had no vision. He came out the womb blind. But he came out blind for the glory. Boy, this is going to hit somebody tonight so deep. Listen, listen. God said, your condition that you have went through or that you are going through is connected to the glory. People trying to figure out the sin, but God said they done totally missed it. It ain't got nothing to do with the sin. It got something to do with me wanting to show my glory and my power through you. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Because verse 3 says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Yahshua. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Y'all better check what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. God is saying that everything you have been through, beloved, it was for the glory.
Amen.
Oh.
Everything that you had to bear was for the glory. Yes, every heartache, every disappointment, every time they lied on you, it was for the glory. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, it's not because you did something wrong. But the man's condition was connected to God's glory. Hey, oh, y'all don't see what the Holy Ghost is saying tonight. The man's condition was connected to God's glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. I'm
going to have you. God had an appointed time to heal him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And so when the Lord saw him, he told his disciples in verse 4, he says, as long as it is day, come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We must do the works of him who sent me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when God selects his vessel, the Bible says, how can they heal without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all sitting with me tonight, child of God?
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between a preacher and a teacher is that the teacher is there to explain, amen, to simplify, amen, to show us how to live the life.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me, beloved. The preacher assignment is to bring forth in raise up those who are dead. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Spiritually. So when you call for the preacher is resurrection power. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be what? Sick. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So it takes the anointing of God to send the preacher, because the preacher has to be able to resurrect the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, maybe that's why A lot of people are not hearing God because the preacher, see, it's about who sent the preacher. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Some are sent and some just went. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Stay with me tonight. But everything here in chapter 9 is about being sent. So he says, I got to work for work while it is day.
Yeah.
Day represents the light. Light represents the anointing. I got to work while the anointing is allowing me to work. Come on, here, somebody. Because when night comes, see, night represents when there's no presence of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the earth. Come on, here, somebody. Night comes when the light is no longer present. Come on, here, somebody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what did the Lord say last night? Nighttime is approaching. That's why God is saying, speed up. Get in a hurry. Because nighttime is approaching. And I'm afraid, beloved, that so many is going to get caught being drunk in the night and miss the light. Come on here, somebody. And they're going to miss the flood. Come on here, somebody. So they're not going to be light enough to take it. That's why the Bible says, lay aside every weight. Come on here, somebody. That just so easily beset us. Come on here, somebody. That word beset means to set you back. Come on here, somebody. You got to be willing to lay aside anything that becomes too heavy that keeps you from taking your heavenly life. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to encourage each other, child of God. Work it. Whatever God has given and put in your hands to do, work it, work it, work it. Can you work it no more? Work it. Mm-hmm. Come on, hear somebody.
Yeah.
And work it while there's daylight. Work it while you got the eyesight. Work it, because when night falls, no man will be able to work. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he said in verse 5. He said, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
See, a lot of times, amen, we take for granted. You know, when the presence of God is with us or around us, we take it for granted. And we don't realize that God is saying, don't take me for granted, glory to God. Because I am that light in you. So we got to stay lit so that he can be lit in us and so that people can see the light and know which way to go. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Let me share something which I don't know if you've ever looked at it before, but God used this blind man as a light. Come on here, somebody. He was a light. And people missed it because they looked at his condition instead of his clothing. I don't know if y'all stay with me tonight. If somebody is looking at you, because they're looking at your condition instead of your clothing. Come on here, somebody.
God, Lord.
How many of you know that your condition don't stop your condition? Your position is only for the glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, in verse 6, he says, after seeing this, he spit on the ground. Come on here, somebody. And made some mud with the saliva. And put it on the man's eyes. Verse 7, he said, go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. This means sent. So the pool represents that the blind man was sent by the Messiah. Hallelujah. Everything is sent. The blind Y'all got to stay with me right now. We're finna go somewhere in the Holy Ghost. The blind man was sent by God, hallelujah, to be a light.
Mm-hmm.
Yahshua was sent to bear witness to the light so that the blind man could show those around him who he was. Then he told the blind man, he sent him to the pool of Siloam and said, now walk, hallelujah, because now you're clean now. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But what tripped me out was how he did it, though. He spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, put it on the blind man's eyes and said, now you heal. You know, we came from the dust of the earth.
Yeah.
So he went back to the earth for the healing. Come on here, somebody. He took some dirt, spit on it, made it into some mud, put it on the blind man's eye, and said, now you can see. Come on here, somebody. Go wash. And when you get through washing, you're going to have your sight back. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he said, so the man went and washed and came home seeing.
Hallelujah.
How is it possible that the Messiah took the mud, put it on the blind man's eye, and said, now you go wash that off? And as soon as he went to go wash it off, his sight came back. Why? Because he was sick. The Lord jumped in my spirit when he opened up the preacher to me. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, man.
Amen.
He said, you always ask the preacher two questions. God, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Are y'all ready for this? He said, always ask the preacher two questions. Who sent you, and what are you sent to do?
Hmm.
You and what are you sent to do? Why? Because the devil got ministers too. He got preachers too. And he sent them. Come on. Another more cool. Y'all
amen.
Time, so
hallelujah. Amen.
But the difference is that the ones he sent ain't got no power and they can't raise the dead like y'all. The anointing of God. Bear witness with those he sent. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish somebody would give God a shout. See, when God sent you, beloved, he gonna bear witness. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Holy Spirit ain't never without a witness. That's why you ain't got to worry about that. God said, when I sent you, hallelujah, I'm gonna bear witness that I sent you. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's why God ain't called us to follow them signs. He said, why would I call you to follow signs when I said signs would follow you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So the blind man goes and watch and receives his sight. And in verse 8, he says his neighbors and those who formerly seen him begging at, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Come on, hit the mic. God said, I'm getting ready to do something with you so also people are not going to recognize you.
Mm.
Oh, y'all better check what God is saying tonight. He said, I'm getting ready to put a new thing on you so tough they gonna have to look twice. He said, now wait a minute. I know that's someone that is them.
Amen.
But they
Amen.
Look different
Amen.
Now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
How many know the Bible says if any man be in Christ, if any man be in the anointing, he's a new creature. See, you ain't really seen the new creature yet, hallelujah. You ain't seen the new creation that God is about to make you out to be. I wish somebody would give him praise under the book.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Isn't that what the Holy Ghost just dropped in my spirit? He said, the reason why you ain't going to be the same is because your vision ain't going to be the same. Because you're going to see things that you didn't see before. And when people look at you, they're going to say, well, it's something new about them, hallelujah. They don't look like they used to look. Yeah, I'm not looking because y'all has brought my vision into completeness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise God for new vision. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because they were used to him badging. They were used to him counting on them. But now they're looking at it and they say, wait a minute. He's not badging no more. Look at him. He can see now. Wait a minute.
He met a freak.
I just love him. But see, what they didn't realize is that when Yahshua stole him, he didn't leave him like he found him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Y'all better take what the Holy Ghost saying tonight. Wait. When the Lord come in contact with you, he's not going to leave you like he found you. Glory to God. You might be one way, but when he gets through, you're going to be another way. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would give God a praise in there. Hallelujah. He didn't leave us like he found us. You better witness out there tonight. That you better witness that. If you come in contact with God, hallelujah, there's no way you're going to be the same. When you come in contact with God and he's going to do something for you and you're not going to be in the condition that you were in when you met him, I wish somebody would give him a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 He didn't leave that blind man like he found him. When he saw him, he was blind. But when he came into contact with Yahshua, and Yahshua took some mud and spit on it, hallelujah. He took some dirt and spit on it and made him.
Yeah. Uh-oh, our phone's acting up again.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, man, I think we lost some power. So give us a second to reconnect them back in. Just a second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can everybody hear me now?
Amen.
Come on, give God a shout if you can hear the man of God. Hallelujah!
Amen.
God said to tell you, child of God, he gave me to turn your vision up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God got through with that man, they didn't recognize who he was. Why? Because they were used to seeing him one way, and God totally changed him. Glory to God. How many know that God gave me to change everything about you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he had to ask, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Hallelujah. Some claimed that he was. Look, some did not want to even acknowledge that he was the same man. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Don't you know some people don't want to accept that you done changed? I know no more cool yet out my son. Speak, Holy Ghost. Some people got a problem with the fact that God has saved you and washed you up. Come on here, somebody. They got a problem with the fact that you no longer who you used to be. Come on here, somebody.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I mean, God don't have to ask somebody when he want to save somebody. God save who he want. Come on here, somebody. God heal who he want. He didn't ask nobody if he was okay to heal that blind man. He just healed him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Look, there's some claim that he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Look at that.
They said, no. They ain't the same man. They just look like him. No, that was him. Come on, heal somebody. But they had a problem because they didn't want him to be healed.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Are y'all still riding with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. God said, I cleaned you up on purpose. Glory to God. I healed you on purpose. Hallelujah. In front of all your haters, in front of folks that did not even want you to get delivered. I did it for my glory. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know something mad at you right now today, beloved, because you got saved and you got delivered and you got and they still trying to figure out how it happened. Hallelujah. They still trying to figure out why you ain't got on you. They still trying to figure out how did you come out and I'm still bound. Hallelujah.
Well,
hallelujah.
Somebody.
Hallelujah. Somebody would say that quickly. God did it.
God did it. He did it.
Yeah.
God did it. He did it.
When we folks get mad, say, God did it. Hallelujah.
God did it.
They start looking at you crazy. God did it. Glory
God
to God.
Did
God.
It.
Hallelujah.
God did
that
healing.
God did it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God did it.
Now, hallelujah. If somebody catches how your condition put you in the position for God's glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody right now needs to thank God. Amen. That he allowed you to be in a condition. So he can put you in a position so you could receive his glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got people talking that don't even want to receive that the man that got healed. Glory to God. That is those man, they got issues. Look, that other said, no, he only looked like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how do you tell it to somebody? The man had to testify. In front of the folks, they were saying it wasn't him. How you going to tell me that it wasn't me when I'm the one he healed? Come on. Just because you got a problem with him healing me, I'm the one. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So the man bear witness. He bear witness.
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all talking, but I'm that man. That ain't my twin, that's me. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. Can y'all still hear me?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
He said, that ain't my twin you looking at. That's me. Glory to God. I'm the man that was sitting there. I'm the man that was blind. Notice, was blind. Was begging. But now I'm a new man now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm not that man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you knew before.
Amen.
Now, in verse 10, it says, how then were your eyes open? They asked. He replied, the man they call Jesus, hallelujah, the man they call Yahshua, made some mud and put it on my eyes. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And he told me to go to Siloam and wash. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So I went and washed, and then I could see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Where is this man? They asked him. I don't know, he said. And look, here come the church folks. In verse 13, they brought to the Pharisees, the man who had been blind. Now the day on which Yahshua had made the man and opened the man's eyes was the Sabbath. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
When they can't find nothing wrong with you, then they try to go into tradition. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Because they couldn't find no fault in what he did. So they said, well, you know, we can't find no fault in what he did. But let's look at the day that he did it on. How many know that God don't have a special day to heal nobody? Come on, heal somebody. Any day he chooses to heal you, hallelujah, is a good day. Come on, heal somebody.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for healing me, Jesus.
They couldn't find no fault in Yahshua, so they said, well, that's how I try to find some fault in the day he healed the man. You know what I'm saying? He healed him on the Sabbath. Come on, here, somebody. And they didn't even care about the Sabbath. They only cared about the fact that the man got healed and it was good. They did it. Ay, ay, ay. Ooh, I wish I could talk to somebody up in here tonight.
Amen.
Yes,
they said the fact that he healed on the Sabbath, we can hold that against him. Come on, here, somebody. But how many know that the Sabbath was not made by man, but the Sabbath was made for a man? Come on, here, somebody. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shouldn't find nothing wrong. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So they was trying to find fault, but couldn't find none.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret about that name, Pharisees. Pharisees means separatists. People whose nature is to separate, hallelujah, or to cause division. That's why, you know, anytime you see the Pharisee, they're always in trying to cause what? Division. Come on here, somebody. They're always trying to divide because they don't want nobody to be unified.
Amen.
Amen.
So verse 14 said, now the day on which Jesus had made the man and opened the man's eyes was on the Sabbath. Verse 15, therefore the Pharisees asked him how he had received his sight. And he put the mud on my eyes, the man replied, and I washed and now I can see. And some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God. Look at this. They're trying to find fault because they don't want to give no glory to the works of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They don't want to give praise to the fact that Yahshua healed the man and now he can see. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And it didn't make sense to them how he could take mud, put it on a man's eye, he go wash and come back seeing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So they're trying to find some fault in there, glory to God. But how many know that when God do something, you can't find no fault in it? Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
And look, by them trying to find fault with him, they end up having a split with them. Look, it says here, it says, but this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not about doing the work. The Sabbath is about resting in the day that the Lord has made. Amen. You can still do the work and rest in the work. Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
The Sabbath don't mean that you can't do the works of God. It just means take out that day and rest and acknowledge who God is. Hallelujah. Let your spirit rest while you're doing the work of the Lord. Like our Messiah was doing. He was doing the work, but he was still resting. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the Pharisees had a problem because of the fact that he got healed. And they couldn't do nothing about it. Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on, somebody. Give your God a praise.
Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm
going to
tell you about to wrap it up, y'all.
All
right. Now, better get to the place. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. When they come out there, he's not a man of God. But it said, but others ask, how can a sinner perform such signs. Hallelujah. They say, well, if he ain't a man of God, how is he able to do the work? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So they were what? Divided. Glory to God. See what happened when you try to come against a child of God? See, they tried to bring division and end up dividing themselves. And I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit say that your enemy that's trying to bring division is going to end up being divided amongst themselves. Come on here, somebody. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? There's some people that's trying to conspire against you. They're trying to plot against you to bring division. But God said they're going to end up being divided amongst themselves. They will end up turning on each other. They're going to end up turning on each other, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
In verse 17, it says, and then they turned again to the blind man. Hallelujah. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. Come on here, somebody. Now they're trying to see what the blind man going to say. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
They against Yahshua, but now they're trying to turn him against Yahshua. But let me know what he says. And I feel like him, glory to God. That's my confession. He said, the man replied, he is a what? Prophet. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
He is a prophet from God, hallelujah. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Come on here, somebody. Look at somebody and say, God got backup. Come on here, somebody. If you don't believe me, hallelujah, then God's going to send a witness. How many know God ain't never been without a witness? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What God's going to do for you, people ain't going to believe it, but God's going to send a witness. Give me child of God. If I've been a true prophet of God and a true an apostle of God tonight, they're not going to believe it, but God got some witnesses set up. Hey, it's going to testify on your behalf. Come on, give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They might not believe it, but God said, I got some witnesses set up. Glory to God. They don't believe the man till the man would have got his parents. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. God cleaned him up so good, glory to God. They said, no, this ain't him.
Wow. That's said he was big for himself.
But the Bible said when the man went and got his parents, that's when they believed him. Well, no, he can't be lying. He done brought his mom and, his mom and daddy. Glory to God. This is the man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to take it tonight, beloved, your condition put you in the position for the glory. God's going to put his glory on you so that the unsaved and even the saved can see who God is in you. Come on and give God some praise tonight. Come on and bless the name of the Most High God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and give your God a
thank you, Jesus.
I want you to tell somebody one more time tonight, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Everything you went through.
Everything you went through.
What's for the glory?
What's for the glory?
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Everything I went through
was for the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Beloved, God's getting ready to do something so incredible. And I thank God tonight because I knew it was going to be special because the enemy been trying to fight me all day.
Come on, Bishop. Come on, Bishop.
But how many know that when the enemy start hollering, it's just an indication. That heaven is celebrating. Hallelujah! What about Sando? I believe the Bible says, count it all joy. When you fall in the dive of temptation, count it all joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you start counting it all joy, it makes it that much more easier to shake it off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says even shake the dust off your feet when they don't receive you. Shake the dust off and keep on walking. And use it as a testimony. Against them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
A greater glory of God's anointing is getting ready to come on your life. And God, you're ready to bless you so tough. People ain't going to want to believe it's you, glory God. They're not going to want to. That look like her. That look like him. You have to tell him. This is me, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I mean, you know that when God do a new thing, hallelujah, he do it all over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything become new.
Amen.
He changed his blind man's life. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. He changed his soul. That he was the same man. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It took that man to bring his parents in. Glory to God. He had to bring a third party in. Hallelujah. To bear witness that he was who he was. Hallelujah. Look at this. Oh, somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, child of God, God's getting ready to do something out of this revival. You're not going to be the same. Hallelujah. You're not going to be the same. See, your condition has put you in the position to receive God's glory.
Amen.
And God said, just like he is the light of the world, he's going to make us the light so that the world can see him again.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
You might be the only God, somebody. Come on here, somebody. Hold on.
Oh, you got a point?
I don't know who caught that, but somebody caught that. You might be the only God that that person sees.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why God said, let your light so shine. Hallelujah. Don't hide nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let your light shine. Glory to God.
Amen.
So that people don't have to try to figure out who you are.
Amen.
Because the enemy light ain't real. Come on here, somebody. It look real till you get close to it. But see,
amen,
the light that God got shines from the inside out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The enemy light against the outside, but it's dark on the inside. Hallelujah. No more call y'all on my son, though. That's how you can tell the difference between God light. See, God light shines from the inside. The enemy light shines from the outside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
But God is getting ready to position us so that he can put the next level of glory on us for the world to see. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And that the anointing of God is flowing so beautifully right now. And I'm going to put it in the hands of my dear, dear brother, elder. Amen. Come on, the other flowing in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Yeah, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that word on the mind. Hallelujah. Your condition, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You in your condition for the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do you say? Your condition has put you in the position for the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody ought to shout right there because you thought, watch this, somebody out there, you thought she was cursed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why was I born into this situation? Hallelujah. Why was I born into this family? Hallelujah. Why was my daddy like this? Why was my mama like this? Hallelujah. Because you wasn't supposed to turn out the way you turned out. Lord, have mercy. But God, hallelujah, manifested his glory through you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That was a powerful word. Hallelujah. That was a powerful word. That ought to encourage somebody on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to be encouraged in your church. Hallelujah. That God's glory is going to manifest through you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that means God said he's getting ready to bring you out. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to receive that in your spirit. He said he's getting ready to bring you out. Hallelujah. Praise God. He done already spit on the ground. Hallelujah. He done already made the mud. He done already put it in your eyes. Now it's up to you. You got to go walk. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He done did what he had to do. Hallelujah. He done brought the word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we got to do what God told us to do, whatever your food is. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to go watch. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put in his spirit to rain down on your people on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you continue to mold and shape the man of God. That you continue to honor his steps, Lord. For you said the steps of a good man, hallelujah, are ordered by the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for ordering his steps on today. Hallelujah. We lift him up to you on today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless him. Bless his family. Bless his children. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless their children, the children, and the children's children's children. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak generational blessings. Hallelujah. Open his life on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah for the man of God once again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. He said the devil been messing with him all day trying to keep him from delivering this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. what we talked about earlier, he pressed through, hallelujah, to the end. He ain't had to be swift with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He ain't had to be fast with it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All he had to do was wait and do it. My
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hey, man. Hallelujah. We thank God for strength on the night. What the song say? What he do? Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
What he do?
What he do?
Hallelujah.
Praise God tonight.
Yes, God.
Amen. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. We want to open up the lines for words of encouragement. I mean, for encouraging words for the man of God. Maybe you got a testimony. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you have a prayer request, or maybe that word just touched you in a good way on tonight. We want to hear about it. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one open? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
you,
Mother.
Praise God. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for the revival. I thank God for reviving us again. We need this word that's coming from the Lord. We need it. If everyone's telling
yes,
you
Lord.
The Lord,
hallelujah.
We need it right now. I thank and praise God for the men and women of God on this line. And I pray to God keep blessing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God, Mother, on tonight. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. In your life. You know, I feel moved by the Spirit. Let me just do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you touch the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch her physically, hallelujah, and financially, and spiritually on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for touching our body, touching our mind, and touching our soul. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching our bank account. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for increase on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out blessings that she won't have room enough to receive them, Lord.
Lord,
just for being obedient to your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Just
yes,
for being
Lord,
obedient
yes.
to your word. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank
yes.
you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the things
yes.
that you are going to have us do in ministry, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The woman of God, amen, God. Hallelujah, Lord. The Lord has his hand on your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says you are
yes,
always going to have enough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said you will never run dry. My God. Hallelujah. He said don't worry about it. When you're down to your last $2, don't worry about it. Praise God. Amen. I already got it on the way. I don't care what you're looking at. He said, I got it on the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He reminded me of the woman Elijah went to. He said, if you fix mine first, Lord, have mercy. He said, you done put the man of God first. Oh, my God. I gotta stand up on that. Hallelujah. He says, you done put the man of God first. Hallelujah. Therefore, you shall never run dry. Lord, have mercy.
Hey!
Hallelujah. He said, you're going to see others with an abundance, but they going to run out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But she said, he said, your well will never run dry. Hallelujah. 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 He is transitioning you from the borrower, hallelujah, to the lender. My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
I receive that.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
I receive it.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I would like to say I was blessed on tonight. I chimed in, and I was, you know, the word that when it's delivered, it comes to heal, delivered, and to set us free and to revive us. So I just thank and praise God that when my hands lifted up, I give God the glory for Apostle Corey. Amen. I was blessed by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed by the word. Hallelujah. Is there another one on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for everybody. Amen. On the line on tonight, everybody that tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind everybody, if you want to sow a seed into the ministry of the man of God, hallelujah, we encourage you to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man of God, would you give them a little information about the seed in which God is giving you revelation on? Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder. Thank you. As God been putting it on my heart, he could have the people to sow an offering behind the word that they've been hearing from the first night, from the awakening offering, to where God says, I will awaken everything in you that you thought was doormat or that you thought had no life to it. God says, I'm gonna awaken visions and dreams as far as from 5 to 10 years back. Hallelujah. Glory mm-hmm. to God. And you're going to see God speak life to that thing, and that thing is going to come alive again. That's what revival is about, what God revived. He awakens things that were asleep or even dead. Hallelujah. So he said, tell the people to sow, to give. And whatever God tells you to do, beloved, just be obedient to it. Because I want to encourage you with this, blessings follow obedience.
Amen.
Say it with me tonight. Say blessing.
Blessing.
Follow obedience.
Follow obedience. Blessings follow obedience.
When you sow a seed, child of God, that seed has supernatural power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, you don't know what's inside your seed until you sow it.
Amen.
Amen. The things that you put in the ground come from a seed. We don't see the truth inside the seed. We just see the seed itself. But inside that seed is a tree. Inside that seed is a plant. But we don't know what it is until we do what? Bury it. When we bury the seed, then the seed come up supernaturally. Come on here, somebody. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're trying to figure it out, but God says if it don't meet your need, then it must be a seed. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
You just got to plant it in the right place. God, help me tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm already speaking to somebody's heart. There are millionaires I'm talking to right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's why God separated you from your family. That's why he chose you out your family to begin walking in the wealth of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
That's why you try to figure out, God, why am I so different? God said, you so different because I made you different. Their mentality ain't like yours. That's why they can't come out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
See, you can see past the four walls. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is saying the wealth and how you are, he desires. See, there's a richness about you that your other family members don't have. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Joseph's mentality was different than that of his brothers. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why
Amen.
God separated. That's why God gave him a dream.
Come on.
Everybody don't have a dream, beloved.
Come on.
Amen.
It's a God dream. Come on here, somebody. We can have a dream,
Amen.
But that doesn't mean it's a God dream. So when God give you a God dream, then it's different from a regular dream. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And your family didn't understand your dream. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, God gave you insight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. See, that's why you couldn't be in the hood. Well, I don't know who the Holy Ghost talking to. Because you don't have a hood mentality.
Amen.
Amen.
God had to take you beyond your limitations and say, okay, this is what you can see. But I'm getting ready to take you beyond what you can see so you can understand that it's not about what you can see, but it's what I can see in you.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody, God's going to bless you to own your own business. Some of you may own your own business, but God's going to add to you.
Amen.
God's going to cause you to rub shoulders with people that you're going to say, now this got to be God. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Glory, glory.
How many know that God can use worldly folks?
Come on. Amen. Yes, Lord.
If he can use ravens to feed Elijah, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is not limited. We just put limits on him when we don't move with him, when we try to put him in the same boat that we in instead of allowing him to be who
now.
He is. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
All
come
right.
on, Holy Ghost. Speak it.
God ain't limited. He's only limited when we put a limit on him. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody,
Amen.
Say, God. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, take the limits off.
Neighbor, take the limit off.
Yeah, take
the limits
off.
God. Take them off, glory to God. What if
limit
they said, we're a woman. Henry gave Elijah her last cake.
Yes, Lord.
What if he just had ate the cake? She would have died, her and her son.
That's right.
But the lady said, before you eat that cake, cook me one.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Give the one you was going to eat, give that to me. Woo, glory to God, hallelujah. And she could have. They're like, well, you know, I ain't got no more for you, man of God, because, you know, just me and my son, we're going to eat this or die. You know, I don't know what to tell you. But she feared the Lord. How many of them to fear the Lord in the beginning of wisdom? So she said, this man of God just asked me to give him my last cake. Now, I know God would ask me to do something like he had something more for me. Hey, shout out the double cord, And the Bible says she gave that cake to Elijah, and her meal bowl never went dry. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling somebody tonight, glory to God, if you obey the Holy Ghost of God, your meal bowl ain't going to, I don't care what come on the land, God is going to make sure that he supplies you. You need a credit to his riches. Come on, somebody, give God a praise under the book of y'all. I'm going to praise them now. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Elder, God getting ready to stretch you out.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Please hold it, God.
I see a financial blessing, but I was in the Lord saying that he's getting ready to bless you with a new car. God said, because you've been so faithful, God said, there's nothing that you can't ask him for, so he's not going to. Man, God, let me take you, because God gave it to enlarge your territory. Hallelujah. That's why he's showing you visions and dreams of things. Hallelujah.
Woo! You ain't lying. Come on, preacher. Hallelujah.
And God said, don't worry about the finance. He said, I got you, glory to God. You got favor. Somebody shout favor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shout out my
CEO. Oh, God, prophesy, Holy Ghost. When you got favor, your favor was better than money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah. What I'm getting ready to do for you,
hallelujah.
He said, you're going to shout for joy all over the place, glory to God, because God can be able to multiply you. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And there's another charge of anointing of God that he's put in your belly just from connecting with us. Come on here, somebody. Just for me and you connected, because then when you connect with the right people, God is able to do it exceedingly abundantly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God said, me and you is like Mary and Elizabeth. See, Elizabeth was already pregnant. Mary just got pregnant. Hallelujah. But she knew what she was when she...
Lord, have mercy.
When she had it home, Elizabeth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It was the validation that God had done what he did. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The connection with both of them had a holy thing in their belly. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's why you got to be with somebody to make your baby leap. Hallelujah. John leaped in the Elizabeth womb. Hallelujah. We see her as Mary. Hallelujah. Why? Because him and the Savior connected. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Child of God, tonight, God is saying you got favor. Somebody said favor.
Favor.
Somebody go walk on the car lot. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, glory to God. And God gonna give you just what you want, glory to God. The man ain't gonna, he not gonna say nothing. Amen. It's not gonna be hard, hallelujah. The man gonna look at you and God gonna give you
peace. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Favor. Hallelujah. Favor, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
I guess supposed to not so to learn.
Mhm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's real windy here, so that's why the we're losing phone our lives, because it's real windy. It's real windy here in Long Beach.
Okay.
My phone cut off 3 times, and we had to get back on. Mm-hmm. But I got about 5 people on my line.
We're dealing with
a windstorm right now in Long Beach.
Oh, praise God. Well, let's put, there you go. There you go, Apostle. That's you, Apostle.
Amen. I'm sorry, child of God. Forgive me. My son got a hold of my phone. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to lie, glory to God. But let me tell you, God got favor on your life.
Yes.
Amen.
And you're about to see manifestation come into play.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
My God. And I hear the Lord saying again in my belly, go possess the land.
Amen.
I've given it to you. I've given it to you. Hallelujah. One more thing God want me to put in your heart before I turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Hallelujah. He said, delight yourself in me.
Yeah,
give you the desire of your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
See, what most people missing the test is this. God said, delight yourself in me, and I will give you.
Mm.
See, if somebody gives you something, that means you ain't got to pay for it.
Come on, preacher. Come on now.
When I give you something, that means you don't owe me nothing. Hey! Don't make me shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying, when you delight yourself in me, I'm going to give you something, and you ain't going to have to owe me nothing but to just keep on loving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
God,
amen.
God,
amen.
God,
amen.
God,
amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
How many of you
glory.
Glad y'all came to this revival? How many of you glad that God connected you to this? See, when you get connected to the anointing, God is God. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, you just let it start stretching out. Amen. Your brothers and sisters ain't going to understand this. They'll be like, wait a minute.
Amen.
And if you saw, wait. That looked like, that is him. Glory to God. But look what he's driving. Look. That don't even look like him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To let him know, it's me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't my twin. It's me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Back in your hands, Elder.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. On tonight, I receive that in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Elder, I have William Brooks on the line, I believe. Mr.
Amen.
William Brooks, would you come forward and introduce yourself?
Amen. Brother Brooks, you online with us tonight?
I guess not.
Amen.
Well, anyway, you are praying much for him and his progress and what he's doing for the children of the world. So they won't be lost. I thank you, praise God, for giving him a vision and for him working it out. I thank you, praise God, for all he's doing, you know, with the children. The children is our future. Just keep continuing praying for him. He said he might be on the line tonight, but apparently he's not on the line. So pray for him and his success.
Amen. Praise God. I do want to give him a shout out. Everybody out there on the line, on the radio line listening, amen. If you out there, amen. In Dallas, Georgia. Praise God. Dallas, Georgia. That's 55 East Paulding Drive, Suite 122, Dallas, Georgia, 30157. Hallelujah. And also, if you want to get in contact with his website, you can go to www.williambrooks.org. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for that on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every person that called in on tonight, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. This was supposed to be the last night, praise God, but the Holy Spirit said something different, amen? Hallelujah. So we will be back. We will be back on tomorrow night and Sunday night at the same time. Hallelujah. Same numbers and same channel, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to continue, hallelujah, with this revival, praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Before we leave the line tonight, do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests before we close out tonight?
Amen.
I have a prayer request.
Thank
you. Amen. Go ahead with the prayer request.
Daughters, Kiana, Whitney, and Brandy.
All right, Kiana, Whitney, and Brandy.
Kiana, Whitney, and Brandy.
Amen, amen. Kiana, Whitney, and Brandy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will put them on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you calling in, and we will put those daughters on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We want to ask that everybody come back and join us tomorrow night as we get ready to close. Oh, well, we ain't closing out yet. Hallelujah. As we get ready, amen, to hear another word. Hallelujah. From the Lord on tomorrow night. I've been having a blessed time. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Praise God, but I have been having a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Can we give the Lord another praise before we get out of here tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
We've had a blessed time in the Lord. We will be back on tomorrow night. Amen. Like we said, if you want to sow that seed, praise God. You know the man of God, amen, personally. You can contact him. If not, you can text me. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, the number is on your screen. Amen. Text me. I will give him your information so you can get in contact with him so you can sow that seed. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to ask, hallelujah, that the man of God, the holy apostle, we're going to ask that he will pray us out, hallelujah, on tonight. Man of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, man of God. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise tonight and glory tonight. Father, we ask you tonight, Father, that you would let that word permeate in our heart tonight, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for how you've been speaking all through the revival, God. We just give you praise and glory for your power, for your anointing, God. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that our condition has put us in the position to receive your glory. And we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Hallelujah. And that you will confirm your word with signs following, oh God. We thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. And you give you honor, Lord, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless your name tonight, God. And we thank you, Roboko Tadabasa. Until we come back tomorrow night, God. Let your name be praised, honored, and glorified. And we thank you, Lord God. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout. How about Sunday?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Lift your worship.
Praise God, praise God.
Bless God.
Hey, Joseph, that brother.
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Is Linda still on the line?
Praise God, Sister Alberta.
Praise the Lord, how are you?
Bless.
I believe I'm going to have to call the carrier tomorrow and see if anything having to do with my phone line. I'm going to call them tomorrow. So you guys be blessed and highly favored and keep us up, everybody up in prayer as I keep y'all up in prayer. Good night and have a blessed night.
Good night.
I'll see y'all on tomorrow.
Bless.
Stop!
to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where you are.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most. When it's genuine. I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated and his strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it. And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies,